Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, my name is Daryl Ong, together with
Hanif Baharuddin.
And you tune into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Today on the show, Hanif, we have quite an interesting guest.
Yep, a toy collector. If you guys are interested in toys.
But not just any toy collector, right? I mean, this toy collector on the next level almost.
Yep, he has 10,000 collection of not only simple toys, vintage toys.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, Hanif, we paid him a visit at his house. We interviewed him, which we'll hear a bit later. But my first impressions when going to his house, dude, we entered the front door, there was no TV. It was just boxes, right?
Instead of pictures on his walls, you have just stack and stack of boxes.
Yeah, just stack each other. I mean, all kinds of figurines, toys, even had a PlayStation 1.
Yep, PlayStation 1 as well as, I think, a Mega Drive. Two boxes of Mega Drive. So and then he also has some other collections of, I mean, figurines where he displayed them, I think, in a shelf. Like, usually people display all this, what do you call it, mugs or things that are more friendly to your living room. But for him, it's just figurines.
It's just figurines.
Yep.
Everything is everything. And then you might think that this dude might be a teen or, you know, young adult, right? John Coy is 40 years old. He has a full-time job, you know, has a family, has a kid, and manages to keep up his hobby in such an extent. I guess, Hanif, I'm just jealous after, you know, seeing his collection.
It's one thing to be jealous of him if, let's say, we were still a child, but it's another to be jealous of him now. The fact that we're an adult and we still feel like, wow, he's able to explore
his
inner childhood, right?
You know, as some might say, the kid will never leave you, right? The kid is always in us.
Yeah, there's always a kid in us. Yeah, and for John, I think it's a bit more unique because I think there's also this a little bit of sad story in the sense where, because back then when he was still young, his parents couldn't afford to buy him toys.
Yeah,
he chose to start collecting by himself. And then it feels like he never stops after that.
Like you said, his parents didn't have money to buy him toys, but look where he is now. He has a figurine in his house that is worth higher than the market value of his house. So imagine that.
Impressive.
Right, so we went to meet John Coy and learn about his very interesting hobby. So this is me and Hanif talking to John Coy.
Last time when I started collecting, it's like, I mean, every toy available in the toy shop, that's what you get. Not like nowadays, we have online market, we have other collectors to buy from and things like that. Because last time, toys is about playing. We used to play and open it up, play all the toys. But toys nowadays is for some collectors lah. I mean, they keep the toys, they never open it, never display it, just for the investment purpose.
Are you like that?
Not really. I'm the sharing kind. I'm the sharing kind.
Going back to the earlier years of you, when you started collecting toys, what was your parents' initial reaction when they found out that you started collecting toys? What did they say to this hobby?
Actually, they say only one thing: why you spend so much of your savings on these toys? Yeah, yeah. Might as well put it up for further education and things like that. Well, during that time, I was 12. I didn't think that long. I buy what we need, just like a toy, a kid's. Just like it.
And initially, when you bought these toys, it was for playing, right? Yes. So when did it change to collecting?
Okay. Since I was 12, I never stopped buying, frankly speaking. So after so many years, I'm 40 now. So after so many years, you see, like, every time you buy, every month you buy 5 toys. After 20 years, you see, like, you don't have the space lah. You need a bigger factory lot to contain all your collection. So you have to share out a little bit to other people, which means sell it off lah.
So it's almost like a revolving kind of collection of items. You know, some goes, some stays. How do you decide which one goes, which one stays?
okay, let's say you buy this one, after you open it up, or maybe you possess it or never open it, you feel like there's some priority given to other things. And then the priority list keep on going. This particular A item keep on going down the list. So that particular A item is time to go.
I mean, a lot of people, we relate toys to childhood memories and, you know, to a certain point in our lives. And for me, I have a couple of toys at home. I have a Pink Panther soft toy, which I had with me since I was 2. And it has a sentimental value to it. It's impossible to have a sentimental value for 10,000 toys, right?
Yes, yeah, correct. Whenever you got too many things already, then the sentimental value will decrease slightly, decrease down the line. So after a while, it's just like you want it, you buy it, then you maybe play with it, enjoy it, then it's after that, after a while, it's time to pass on. Yeah, I like to share, that's why. Yeah.
So how do you keep the interest sustainable if that's the case?
That one is very, very simple for me. It's the people around you.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, because if let's say you were to enjoy the hobby alone, just like a game of chess, you play with the CPU computer itself, there's no fun. If you play with other friends, then you get to interact with other people. You share information. Okay, let's say you play with chess. This is a wrong move. You should have done this, didn't it? Then the story turns around all the way. At least you get to enjoy your hobby. You talk about with your friends, your close friends, your groups, and all. Then the hobby will be kept alive.
Can you give us an example of, you know, a toy that you love so much which you had to let go because of the people around you?
Just now we were talking about the Godaikins. Yeah, actually there's just one left. I got 10. The whole 10 is with me last time. So after a long run of persuasion and negotiation, I decided to let it go. It was a hard part, but I mean, let's say it was going to a good home, then I think it's worthwhile. Yeah.
Wow, it's almost like having 10,000 kids, right? Like, okay, I'll put you in a nice home.
Okay, so when it comes to toy collectors, some people are usually very thematic in how they collect toys, right? So, for example, you have Star Wars fan collecting only Star Wars toys. You have Lego fans collecting only Lego toys. But in your house here, we can see that you have a lot of sorted collections of different kind of toys, right? You have Batman, you have Star Wars, you have even Toy Story, and you know, a lot of themes. Is there a specific theme that you appeal to, or you are just very general when it comes to collecting toys?
Of course. I mean, my most favorite toys is from the 80s, like Thundercats, Mars, and all. Yeah, but those were the interest in the past, I would say. It's time to, I mean, I got it already. Sometimes I buy from other people, buy from other people's collection, I have doubles of it. So might as well pass down the line to other people to enjoy. And then you talk about line of toys. You say like Lego is just for me, it's just one line. I mean, Transformers is just one line. I got 100 lines minimum down here. So it's like, I have to be picky on which one I choose, on let's say the Transformer, the particular Transformer. So I have to be, if let's say I were to choose everything I like, then it's out of control.
Does that mean that you only aim for the limited editions or the special editions of toys as opposed to just buying all the available lines available on, that are sold?
Not really just the limited edition. Limited editions items and special edition items cost a bomb, okay? So so you have to limit your budget. That is the most important thing. I mean, you budget yourself. You don't put yourself into a very difficult situation when it comes to toy collection. You have to budget yourself. Let's say for me, my average budget is 1,000 per month. So so you flow along with it.
Do you still feel like a kid?
Sometimes I do, frankly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to feel like a kid, right? Do you feel like this has gone past a passion and more of a business angle now?
Yes, basically. I mean, sometimes when I come to think of it, I lose a little bit of those sentimental values. When you talk about that. So I would say like sometimes it's like passing on my collection to other people to enjoy. I've been buying from this sometimes like from charity auctions, flea markets and all, just to help out all these people that need help. Sometimes when I buy from them, the money I know will be going to a good home. Okay. If let's say I were to buy from resellers, I mean,
there's no purpose or no, it's purely for business then.
Yes. Yes.
So you get your toys in view of actually helping out the community, and you talk a lot about other people and, you know, sharing your toys. Can you tell me a bit about the Malaysian community, about the Malaysian toy collecting community that you know of?
Oh, basically, in Facebook, we have a few groups because my collection is more on vintage toys. So my close friend is mostly like all these vintage. They might not have the 100 line of toys with me like I do. They have maybe like 10 to 20 lines, but they are very, very in-depth into all these figures. Like Ultraman, they collect the different era, like Mask Rider, they collect different era and all. So it's totally that there's sometimes we exchange information like all this. Hey, this one the new release, the sculpting and all is not that bad, no. So we go and grab that item. Yeah.
What was it like collecting toys back then compared to now? Because I would like to imagine that because of the availability of a lot of technologies that help you collect not only toys but also information about toys, it's much easier these days, right, compared to back then, because you don't have that kind of accessibility when it comes to information. So can you maybe walk us through how you did it back then compared to now?
Last time is pure sweat, man. You used to go around charity auctions, you go to flea market, you go to other people's open garage sales to pick out all you want. Sometimes you went there, no item for you. For nowadays, we have this online platform. It's much more easier to get the stuff you want, the exact stuff you want, compared to last time. Last time, we grab what we can. That is during the 90s and all. We grab what you can. Nowadays, we can pick what you can.
I've heard your parents' reaction when you started collecting the toys, collecting your toys. I mean, how did your wife and kids react to your hobby?
Is this the reason why your wife married you?
Well, he knows I've been collecting toys, but I mean, as you can see, the thing went over the line, lah. So so you have to streamline it. So that your family can live comfortably in it. That's why the selling process has been going on and on and on. Actually, it's very simple nowadays to sell it through online portal.
Can you tell me a bit about the toy market in Malaysia?
Yes, basically it's coming up the line, lah. I mean, last time, because of our economic situation, that the toys seems to like, I mean, we tend to use our money to buy cars, properties, and all. Yeah, after a while, it's just like moving up the age line. If let's say you are in the 20s, you want a car so that you can fetch your girlfriend out for a movie. When in 30s time, and after you married, you want a house. So it's a different story already. After maybe 40, you're focusing on your children. And all of these things, like, it tends to relate you out of your childhood. Whenever last time, okay, most probably some of us do not have a certain line of toys. Yeah. Nowadays, we can afford a little bit, lah. Yeah. The age coming up the line, income is steady, everything else you can afford to budget a little bit on your on what you can buy what you like, lah. So people tend to refocus back in to relive their childhood through collecting, or maybe some collecting CDs and all other collecting stuff, lah.
All right, so you have 10,000 toys right here, estimate. Yes. How much is it worth, all of it? And do you ever think back and look at how much it's worth?
Very good question. I mean, like, I would roughly estimate around 300,000-400,000. I mean, in terms of what I spend. In terms of market value-wise, I think easily 500,000 to 600,000 down here.
See, that's a great investment.
Yes, it actually is. I mean, in terms of toys, is one part of antique. And antique appreciates over time, man. Yeah. So if let's say you got some extra cash, might as well think about putting into toys.
You said just now that you have one particular toy that is worth more than the market value of your house. Can, if you mind us asking, can you reveal that particular toy?
It's a robot series lah. Back in the 70s lah. I mean that one is the Sujin 28 lah. That particular item itself will cost 6-digit easy.
So it's still in the box. If not open it.
That one because it's Japanese made. So is the box during that time they don't have sealed boxes and all. So you can just open it up and take a look. Even when they are just new, fresh on the shelf lah. Fresh on the market shelf lah. So you can open it and take a look. But seasoned collectors can see lah. I mean, it's been touched, been played with, and all these scratches and all. We can tell. Yeah.
Is there a temptation to just let it go and get another house?
Yes, definitely in this one.
What's the maintenance like for you to keep? I mean, all these toys in your house, but at the same time to make sure that they are in pristine condition so that the value will still remain high.
I would say you have to have the right climate. Like you can see inside my house, all is, the most damage that can done to your toys is sunlight and heat. Whenever the sunlight came in, the color of your toy will fade. Whenever there's heat, the plastic will melt. We're putting in the storage room like I do. Try to air the room as often as possible.
So will you ever lose interest in this hobby?
So far, I try very hard not to. Yeah, so I don't think I will because I got some good friends with me, which is some serious coin collectors like I do. And then I still enjoy the selling part and the getting part and all this. If let's say I can help people, we help. We are Malaysians, we help.
That was John Kui, an avid toy collector. Hope you enjoyed the interview. If you would like to listen to it again, you can download our brand new BFM mobile app. You can find it on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Alright, next up, me and Hanif take you through the exciting events happening in this month of March. My name is Daryl Ong.
And I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
Stay tuned, this is I Love KL, BFM 89.9.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold-cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
My name is Daryl Ong and you tune in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people, places and of every first week of the month, the events of our capital city. And joining us to tell you about this exciting event is...
Hi, I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
Alright, so what's first up on the list, Hanif?
What we have first is to commemorate, I think, maybe International Women's Day. Maybe you want to watch something lighthearted. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can go and catch Super Cam Ultra. It's a stand-up comedy. We've joined Kam, she's the queen of Malaysian comedy. Charmaine Osman, Sharul Chana, Bibi Kepo, and Hanan Azlan.
Okay.
And it's hosted by Papi Zak. So
sounds like a fun night.
Yes, it is. I would like to think so. So if you would like to enjoy good humor, you can catch them at Pentas Satu KL Pack from the 24th to the 26th of March. That's Friday to Sunday from 8:30 PM to 11 PM. Tickets range from RM48 to RM78.
Depends on how close you want to be to them, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's at the end of the month, but something all happening next week, something that has been going for quite some time now, is the Sunway Iskandar Viper Challenge. So it's basically an obstacle course where people would challenge and push the limits of their body. So, it's March, but if your New Year's resolution is to get fit and to be buff and muscular, this is one way to do it. You can go head-to-head or participate in the tag team format. I have a couple of friends that does this and told me it's quite hard. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's the right platform to test yourself, right? To the limit?
Yeah, but maybe a bit extreme, but definitely if you're one looking for adrenaline, this is for you. This is happening on 11th and 12th of March. For more information, do head over to facebook.com/Viper Challenge. However, if exercising, getting fit is not your New Year's resolution, but being more artistic, being creative and learning a new talent is, you can head over to Brew and Brush. Brew and Brush by our shameless plug, our very own Angeline Tay. She hosts this like twice every month, I think. She'll be having one on the 21st of November. Basically, it's a workshop where you create your own acrylic painting in 2 hours.
Yeah, something that I would like to try out. And Angie, sorry, Angie, if you're listening, I haven't tried it out yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry, one day. One day we'll be there. But why not we meet you guys listening now there? Head over to the Zanzan Bar and Dining in TDDI. There's a fee, it's 130 ringgit, inclusive of a drink. But the best part is you just need to bring yourself. No supplies needed. You don't have to, you know, bring your own utensils or anything. Everything is there. Just bring yourself. Happening on the 21st of March from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. For more information and to register, head over to Brew and Brush on Facebook.
If painting is not your thing and you would like to see some musicals instead, you can probably go to The Fortunates by Damansara Performing Arts Center. It's a retro musical show featuring an award-winning musical. The Fortunates is going to be directed by Zachary Wong, and they're going to perform tunes from the 60s, such as I Will Follow Him, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, or Stupid Cupid. Yeah, so if you want to reminisce about the good old days through these hits, then maybe you can head to Damansara Performing Arts Center on the 17th to 19th of March. That's Friday to Sunday. It starts at 8:30 p.m. on Friday, and they have two shows on weekends, 3 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. The ticket is 58 ringgit. And if you would like to know more about this, you can head on over to DPAC's website, www.dpac.com.my.
All right. I mean, for people our age group, it seems like a nice place to bring our parents, right?
Yep.
Okay, up next is the 9th My Balloon Fiesta 2017. It'll be held on March 10th to the 12th. Basically a day where you see lots of hot air balloons, a really colourful day. This year, 18 balloons from 11 countries comprising of special shapes and colourful designs are expected to be on show. It'll be held in a different place this year, Desa Park City. Yeah, so mark your calendars down March the 10th to the 12th. For more information, do head over to myballoonfiesta.com.
If hot air balloons are not your thing, and you prefer something a bit more intellectual, something a bit more related to nature and culture, maybe you can head on to Badan Warisan Malaysia. They're organising, the Malaysian Heritage and History Club actually is organising the Wild Wildlife with Kanchil and Friends. It's an event for people to learn more about our heritage, but through this time through nature. So you'll be able to learn the origin of Sang Kanchil, yeah, Borneo Sun Bear, and many others. I heard that there will also be various exhibitions on the flora and fauna, such as carnivorous plants of Malaysia, and also our cave ecosystem.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. So, of course, you can also buy some merchandise there. If you, Orang Asal communities will be selling some handicrafts. And Balai Buku Raya will also open a booth there.
Elizabeth Cardosa, who works a lot on the show, is quite a friend to the show. So, yeah, please do go for this event.
Hassan Mutalib, Jayaraj Vijaya Kumaran, Wong Siuti, and many others will also be there. So, I think if, let's say, heritage is more of your thing, you can probably visit Badan Warisan Malaysia.
All right. When is it happening?
It's on the 18th of March, 2017. It's on a Saturday. It's starts from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You don't have to pay anything. It's free. But to know more about the event, you can maybe visit their website. Just search for Malaysian Heritage and History Club and you'll probably be able to find the event.
Cool stuff. And that rounds off our picks of the exciting events happening in this month of March. If you'd like to check out the podcast with an interview with our toy collector, we went over to his place. You can see the picture there. We took a picture of all the toys. So head over to our podcast. The best way to do it is to download our new BFM app on Google Play or the App Store. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us. We are at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening. My name is Hanif Baharuddin.
And I'm Daryl Long.
And you have been listening to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.